Welcome to Radar Contact,
the air traffic management podcast by Fox ATM.
For this episode, we will talk about ACDM, or Advanced Collaborative Decision Making. This is a process in which airports, ATC, airlines, ground handlers, and many others collaborate together to make the most out of an airport resources and the delimited assets there. And to talk about that, my guest today is Romain Hériché, who is former Director of Operational Strategy at Dubai Airport. Romain, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vincent. I'm glad to be here.
Before we go in the topic, can you just tell us a bit about yourself and about what your position was at Dubai Airport, or DA for short, and what you've done there in terms of ACDM?
Sure. So I've spent the last 10 years in the Middle East, eight of which were in Dubai, where I've held several positions. The last of them was the Director of Operational Strategy. And prior to this, I was the Director of Planning and Performance. Most of my career at Dubai Airports has alternated between positions in the Operations or Strategy Department. And as part of the large projects which I have directly led or gotten my team to lead, was the implementation of ACDM and the wider Total Airport Management Strategy in Dubai.
Well, ACDM is quite known and established in Europe now. There are these 20 plus airports where Eurocontrol mandated ACDM, and countries like Germany went beyond that and added more. But how is ACDM seen and perceived in the Middle East?
It's interesting to look at this from the Middle East perspective, I guess, because if we're looking at this globally, we also see that the perception from ACDM, even in the United States, is different from Europe. I think at its core, ACDM can be defined as the process where airports, airlines, and other stakeholders share information to improve policies, planning, and decisions impacting airport operations. So ACDM is also where you develop the procedures to anticipate, prevent, and mitigate potential problems that could arise from disruption and adverse conditions. So if we take this as the core definition of ACDM, then any airport with some level of complexity on its operation should be interested in developing a version of ACDM that works for its community. Now, it's true that in the Middle East, we haven't heard of many airports that have implemented what we may call a traditional version of ACDM. And in fact, the most advanced airports are probably Doha, Abu Dhabi, and Dubai in various stages of maturity and implementation. But I don't believe that any of them could pass the test of whether they've implemented a Europe level ACDM product or process yet. What I wanted to say as well is that in the Middle East, there's no obligation to implement ACDM. So it's really about each airport community's vision of how ACDM could deliver value. In the recent years, interest in ACDM was growing, in particular because it's seen as an opportunity to optimize operations and resources. Now, most recently, due to the COVID disruption and a drop in traffic, the capacity challenges that were existing both on the ground and the airspace have reduced. And what it means is that the prioritization of optimization initiatives is seen as less relevant. There's also been scrutiny in how OPEX and CAPEX are spent. And with a change of priority, it is likely that ACDM implementation timelines will tend to be pushed to the right. But given the recovery forecast and the long-term trends for aviation traffic in the Middle East, I'm certain that interest will resume as traffic ramps up again.
One of the things you mentioned is how helpful ACDM is in adverse conditions. Mm-hmm. And I mean, in Europe, adverse conditions can be anything technical or operational, obviously, but yes, also weather. And I'm thinking especially of a summer period with thunderstorms, but also winter operations. But I guess in the Middle East, you get all different kinds of adverse conditions that we don't know about in Europe.
That's true. So we don't suffer as much from the snow as some of the European airports that have implemented ACDM. But one thing that is probably not widely known in Europe is the extent to which sandstorms can impact operations. I guess more regularly during specific months of the year, we also have a large number of days with reduced visibility and fog, which can be quite disruptive as well.
Another thing that is different with Dubai International compared to what we know in Europe is that obviously the airport operates around the clock. There is even an outbound peak during the night. Is that kind of availability and the 24/7 rather an advantage or a complication in terms of ACDM? Because in Europe, if your flight program of the day gets late, you can push a few flights during the curfew and you have that kind of buffer between every day. But on the other side, the capacity per hour is higher. So how does that compare to what you can do in Dubai International?
I think it's a complication. Like other Middle Eastern hubs, our busiest times are outside of office hours. So that means that not only does the operation never stop, but also it gets busy when fewer people are around, which puts a lot of weight on all the operational teams. Outside of the maintenance window, there are no fire breaks at the airport to reset the day and recover from potential disruption. That means that when significant disruption hits, we risk suffering from it during several days if action is not promptly taken to address imbalances. To that effect, we've actually developed complex rules to reflect our environment and prioritize the traffic, which allow us to reduce demand when our capacity drops, for example, by promoting delays or cancellations. Fortunately, we have rarely needed to use them.
In Europe, Eurocontrol plays a lot of roles in ACDM. First, they pushed for it, but they also have that network manager role where they regulate the traffic all across the continent. And many people ask themselves, how can ACDM work outside of this area? Or to say that differently, how can ACDM work without a network manager behind it?
It's a very interesting perspective because you're right. Without the airspace component of ACDM, then its overall scope is significantly reduced. So without a network manager, there is no dynamic way to manage demands at airports and capacity in the airspace. And what's left is a kind of outdated approach, rules-based, to apply constraints. So you could do flow restrictions based on time, but it's not going to be based on a dynamic assessment of the demand. There's also a challenge with integrating ACDM airports traffic into an airspace that will be partially congested by non-connected airports. So for example, if we take an airport that may be ACDM ready and ready to get aircraft to take off into the airspace at the right time, there is no guarantee that the sector will be free of congestion, as other airports within the region may be sending many aircraft at exactly the right time, not knowing the level of workload or occupancy that already exists.
Just wanted to ask if there are plans in the region to build something a bit like Eurocontrol across maybe different countries in the Middle East.
So there have been discussions around having a sort of decentralized network manager for a few years now. None of them have materialized yet to a level of maturity that allows us to plan ahead with this in mind. I think there are examples in Southeast Asia of how you could organize yourself in a decentralized manner to regulate and optimize the flow of aircraft around a whole region. But this isn't something that we've seen in the Middle East yet. Now, the other thing to consider is that ACDM is not just about airspace optimization. So when we're talking about ACDM operation, situational awareness is key, and gaining a deeper understanding of each of the stakeholders' operational priorities will help collaboration and will help make better operational decisions. And at a local airport level, a prioritization of the sequence, for example, is something that should go beyond just the runway. And ACDM, by integrating the data and the operational priorities and constraints of the various stakeholders, helps to do a more holistic optimization of operation that goes beyond a traditional ATC-centric approach, maybe. So, for example, if we used the departure sequence on the runway as a challenge of optimization that is traditionally seen as ATC-centric, it's true that in order to get the maximum throughput of this runway, then ATC expertise is required in terms of sequencing, so you can have heavy, heavy, medium, and ATC's best place to ensure that runways are best utilized in that respect. But there are considerations that go beyond the world of ATC. So for example, in times of disruption, heavy, heavy, medium may be the right sequence, but ATC will traditionally not necessarily mind which heavy, heavy are on this runway, provided they don't conflict with the departure flows beyond the runway. So in such an instance, you may have an opportunity to inject airline priorities that go beyond just the ATC view. Similarly, when you're facing disrupted conditions, an airport may be faced with the difficult choice of having to delay flights or cancel some flights. In this situation, again, ATC and to some extent the airlines will have a limited role to play, and it's usually the airport who has the burden of making the difficult choices.
There is an interesting point I'd like to raise here about specifically Dubai International. One of the factors in ACDM is to get everybody playing together, and that's the airport, airlines, and ATC. But the only one in plural form is airlines. And sometimes it's hard to convince airlines to play with, because they say, if I give my information, if I give my data, my competitors could profit from it. And it's sometimes a hindrance to ACDM. But looking at Dubai International, you have one major airline, which is Emirates. I mean, Fly Dubai is part of the same house, basically. Then you have Dinata as a dominant ground handler and ATC. Is that dominance of many partners rather something that makes ACDM easier, or is it one more complication?
I would say that it has been a great enabler for us. We had extensive conversations with several other airports to develop our approach to ACDM. And our experience suggests that the smaller community which we've worked with makes it easier than if there were a large number of, let's say, ground handling partners, which may all have their different business models to work with. It's the same with the airlines. Obviously, in Dubai, the main airline is Emirates. But if we combine Emirates and Fly Dubai, there's a very significant share of the ATM and passenger traffic at the airport. So whilst we have a ground handler, Dinata, that handles the representation from the other airlines to some extent, it's easier for us to work with a small number of very active, very involved, and very concerned stakeholders than having a multitude of partners who may not all have the ability, the time, and resources to provide the level of input that they would want. On the collaboration with the main airline, something I wanted to add is that where the relative size of the main carrier matters is that at the point where they're fully on board with the project, they become a great advocate of the new ways of working, and they can help pull people along. So in the case of Emirates, they are a very active participant alongside Fly Dubai in our project, and they can provide not only an airline's perspective, but also promote the benefits which ACDM operations would deliver in our airports to the other carriers. The other point that's interesting with a large carrier that is also operating in many outstations, including some with ACDM operation, is that they can help us leverage their experience from operating as a foreign carriers in ACDM airports and bring back good examples of ACDM implementation or processes that work at their outstations.
I think that's fully aligned with the ACDM spirit, which is a lot about, you know, sharing and working together. And ACDM is not only about tools, it's a lot about, as we just said, sharing data and working together as a team. And that means it's a very cultural thing. It's not only a technical or process aspect. Does the fact that ACDM is so cultural lead to specific differences in the Middle East compared to, let's say, Western Europe?
I think it's fair to say that many of the airports in the Middle East have a smaller number of key stakeholders compared to similarly large airports in Europe. It's also worth considering that the political landscape of the aviation industry in the Middle East is very different, with significant involvement from the states, as aviation is traditionally seen as a great tool to help develop the country. So in general, we would see the smaller number of players and the homogeneity of the sector as a great advantage. However, it's, as you've mentioned, very cultural, and human nature still ensures that there are different interests and personalities that make these projects a little bit more fun. So one of the challenges that we find, and I think it's very similar to any airport worldwide, is that it's very difficult to make decisions balancing the interests of several organizations at the same time, and sometimes even within the same organization. For example, we find that airlines may sometimes struggle to prioritize connectivity over punctuality, especially when they're flying across large networks that allow them to recover time en route. As an ATC on airports, you may struggle to prioritize throughput over punctuality on a runway. So the key is really to develop the right kind of incentives and the governance that allows partners to optimize overall and not for themselves. This is where we can elevate the conversation above any individual organization and try find the right formula for how the operation overall can be better than the sum of all parts.
Yeah, that's very true indeed. And that's again, the true spirit of ACDM. And I'm sure after the COVID crisis is over, these questions will raise again in the Middle East, because as you mentioned, the demand is easy and will increase again. So Romain, thanks for sharing on that specific topic. For the last part, I'd like to take one step back and address our usual question at the end of this episode. How do you see ATC, and maybe in your case specifically ACDM and in that region, in 5 years from now and in 50 years from now?
Well, I hope that a few airports around the region will have implemented their version of ACDM to help them optimize operations, cost, and improve service. I hope that some of them will be well on the way to develop a more holistic approach following what Total Airport Management suggests is the art of the possible, or the APOC concept, maybe if we're more European-centric. From an ATC perspective, there are many initiatives going on in the region, from AMAN, DMAN, to trying to integrate the unmanned air mobility within the framework. And I think we will see many developments over the next 5 years with UAM, with satellite navigation, with better performance-based navigation. Some of the challenges hopefully will subside as well, with better collaboration between airspace users, which tends to be problematic today, and hopefully we'll have made some progress towards the development of a local version of a network manager, which will help optimize airspace capacity across the region.
So I guess that was the answer on the 5 years part. So what would be your creative answers on the 50 years?
So that's the very difficult one, I guess. So hopefully we'll have spaceports already linking hyperloops with airports, with a little bit of advanced technology in further automation and drone technology, maybe we won't even have airports anymore. Maybe it will be picked up from home by drone and dropped in a spaceport that will get us to the other side of the world in a matter of hours, rather than a minute. I guess the big questions are around what kind of ATC technology will support this, and if we're already seeing the art of the possible with remote towers and satellite-based navigation, then what will be the state of the ATC technology by then? I think it's very hard to say, but I'm betting on more automation, more assistance from very clever systems based on augmented operations, AI, and a lot of technology in that space.
Roman, that's a very nice outlook on ACDM in the Middle East and ATC as a whole. Thanks a lot for being our guest today and for taking the time, and hopefully see you soon.
Vincent, thank you very much. It was a pleasure, and I can't wait to hear what your next guest will have to say in the same subject.
This was Radar Contact.
Visit foxatm.com or your favorite podcast platform for more.